talk to Rick? Call now. In Portland, it's 503-535-9100. Outside Portland, it's 1-877-535-9100.
All right, you can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Rick@rickemerson.com.
Thank you for coming by.
Here's what's coming up later on. Jolie's going to be here in a few with How Chicks Think. At issue today, we got an email from a guy. Well, there's no name. But a guy describes himself, says, I'm not much to look at, but I have a six-figure income, which is easy to tell by what I drive and the lifestyle I live. I let women think I'm going to give them money and things so they'll sleep with me. Of course, I never do. Who's more in the wrong, her for dating me for free stuff or me letting her think there will be free stuff when I know differently? So we'll talk about that later on. Jen Lane's going to be here from Barfly Magazine. We'll do another exciting installment of Complete the Sentence. We'll give away more listener pre-party passes. And I have right here in my hands, which I've been delaying for days and days. We'll get to it as soon as we're done with this next thing. We'll do the Motley Crue concert review here from Madison, Wisconsin. We'll do that here in just a moment. It's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from Max 910 Sales and Max 910 Promotions, Brian the Bling Master, Kype, and Richie Bristol, respectively. Brian, how are you today?
I'm full of energy today, man.
All right. So we got the, what coming up today, we're going to be giving away pre-party passes.
Yes.
At
your final chance, Pal Joey's in Gresham, for all the East Side and East County and Gresham people that love your show. Pal Joey's, 257th and Southeast Division in Gresham, used to be the old Keg. It's kind of a nice little upscale place, a little cocktail hour, a little late night menu, steak bites, steaks and whatnot. Richie will be there so you can see his beautiful face and get
and
some...
Be your last chance to go out somewhere and get pre-party passes.
Which I've been asked about. Believe it or not, last night in my basketball league, I had like five or six guys. So jocks do listen to your show, whether you want to admit it or not. I told Sarah that.
Just a thinly veiled excuse for you to take off your shirt in front of other guys.
No.
Can I tell? Okay.
No.
Now, let me tell you a little Brian Kipe story. Now, this is from yesterday, which, and I'm pretty sure that you weren't aware that I was in there. Because I'm in the, we go to the bathroom, and you know, there's the... This is not a toilet habit story.
No.
But there's, you know, there's the urinal against the wall, but then there's the big, you women may not know this, but then there's the big panel that comes, you know, the privacy panel. It's
yes.
not like a full, it's not like a full, you know, four walls, but there's like the one big wall that comes out that sort of shields you, so if somebody opens the door to leave the bathroom, the people in the hallway can't look in. Anyway, so if you walk into the bathroom and just go to the sink to like wash your face, brush your hair, whatever, you may not notice that there's someone else in the bathroom unless you really, like, stick your head around to check. So I'm at the toilet against the wall doing my thing. And so I hear the door, and I hear somebody walking from the hallway, and I hear the water start to run a little bit, and somebody is clearly at the sink, and I'm like, who is that? So I finish my business, and I'm, you know, you're doing the thing, whatever, you're zipping up, rebuttoning or whatever you're doing. And I hear this soft, lilting voice into the bathroom mirror. What words do I hear? I hear this, that's right, you are the Bling Master.
Whatever. First of all, that is so
and
not
I'm like,
true.
What the hell? And I come, it's completely
Rick,
true. And
I knew
turn,
you
I
were in there,
the
though.
Sink, and there's Brian. Like staring at himself, like giving himself like the finger cut, like the
such
cocking the fingers at himself in the mirror, like, you are the Bling Master. Huzzah! You know, like,
oh, whatever. Yeah, when's the last time I said huzzah?
Like Dirk Diggler, like psyching himself.
No, I was
up in
like,
the
I look good. I know I look good.
You are a big, bright, shining star.
And then unbuttoning your shirt to show me your chest hair.
That was in the hall the other day.
Okay, like that makes it more acceptable than
no,
it was in the
dude, first
hallway.
Of all, I knew you were in there. I knew you were in there, first of all, and I was doing it because I thought you'd get a kick out of it. I
yes.
wanted to hear your laugh. And, dude,
okay.
I'm not like that. And then second of all, the other day, I know you're always like, hello, my swarthy friend. And since I don't usually have a lot of chest hair, I thought I would show you that I have been growing some.
Why don't you show Sarah right now?
No. I don't
I'd
think,
love to see it.
Yeah, I'm sure she would.
Oh, I see. So you'll show it to me, but not to Sarah.
Sarah don't really want to see
Sarah?
It.
Sarah?
I do.
Who wants to see Brian's chest hair?
I do.
Yeah, all
show
of us.
Hands,
show
everybody.
Hands, everybody.
Chest hair. I'll show you guys at the break. First of
okay.
all, I have a few days.
This is the radio.
So.
See, no one will be able to see it here.
None of your listeners want to hear or see my chest hair, I don't think.
All right, if you want to hear about Brian's chest hair, call right now.
No.
It's 503-535-9100. Anybody wants to hear about Brian's chest hair?
I'd say if more than five people call
phone
in
lines,
the show.
Phone lines are lighting up. I can see it right now.
I'd say if more than five people call. Now, are you a shaver or a waxer?
Dude, the reason I shave my chest is because there's not a lot there, and it really upsets my wife. Because there's nothing there. I look like a 10-year-old, so she's like, get rid of it.
There's one. There's two.
So this is like a... Whopping two people. You can't have...
Three.
So this is like if you can't...
Four.
So it's like if you can't have a lot of it, you're just
going to...
Come
on, line five.
You're just going to get rid of all of it.
Why do your listeners pick on me, man?
Because they love you. Rick Emerson.
I hope they love me.
Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Do you want to hear Brian about Brian's chest hair?
I do, absolutely.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
There's
that.
There's five.
Rick Emerson Show. Do you want to hear about Brian's chest hair?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Rick Emerson Show. Yes?
Hair.
Thanks.
Okay. Funny hair.
Maybe we can have you rub your chest hair against the microphone silkily.
No. Rick.
I like you're all filled with shame
okay,
now. Like, now
on,
you're
no,
suddenly modest.
I put
modest.
On parties. I put on pre-parties. I do all this stuff. The last four parties have been my clients, and your listeners calling in and picking on me.
I'm not picking on
They're
you.
They're not picking on you.
They think you're a sexy, sexy man, Brian.
I love your listeners. They should know this.
I don't think you're taking this as the compliment that it really is.
Really?
I don't think that... Do you think anybody calls in and asks to see any of our chests?
I hope that the listeners, like, love me, because I certainly love them. And Richie knows this. Richie will test.
Chest hair.
All right. Whatever.
Do you really... Okay, you really want to see my chest
well,
hair?
Well, I've already seen it. I think Sarah and Kyle would like to see it.
God, you guys are disgusting.
There goes the tie.
Well, it's going to be gone on Friday.
Well,
so
see, this is our last chance.
God, you guys are just terrible.
Should bring a camera.
I'm going to be fired instantly.
Just like a...
This is so wrong on so many fronts.
See, that's a respectable amount of chest hair. See, because you want to have a little, but you don't want to be like Wolfman Jack.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, see, there you go. See, that sounds
like
a bad look.
4 months of growth, too. I can't grow anything.
Now, what is
it's
it?
Not
now,
like
is
Tom Selleck or David Hasselhoff.
Well, you don't want to be that. You know, you don't want to be... You don't want to look like you just like you're rubbing yourself with mascara every day. You don't want to... Like you're using L'Oreal or something. Now, is this the thing where your wife wishes you had more, and so you just... She's
no.
like, if you can't have a lot, you get rid of it all?
No.
She wants you to have none.
No. I mean, ask Kyle. He knows about this. We're both, you know, he's only a few years younger than me. I mean, look, if you're a guy, you got to
Yes, Kyle, what about
No,
Ryan's
I'm saying,
wife?
Like, look, if...
No, I'm not married.
No, I'm saying, but Kyle knows you got to go to the gym.
Yes.
You got to tan.
No.
And you've got to, you know, keep yourself... Body hair is nasty, dude. That's why all those laser places are advertising.
See, I like
place.
Body hair.
I think that chest hair, I think... You don't like, you want to be all like the
well,
Black Forest.
Well, not like full-on body hair, but
yeah.
I mean like little chest hair.
You don't have the Clyde
like
back
some hairy
thing.
Arms. Yeah.
No, yeah, you don't want to be Joe
really?
Esterhaus or anything.
I guess to each his own.
I think chicks dig a moderately hairy guy. Guy, moderate amount of hair. I think that's the thing that chicks would prefer over the clean... waxed all over a hairless body thing.
What, should we have a contest at the Emerson Party shave King Bling's chest?
I don't know if you want anybody wielding a razor.
That's
around
true
you.
Around me, yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Well, okay, so the party is coming up tomorrow, 8 p.m. at the Viper Room, 7th
man.
And Hawthorne. We were there yesterday.
Oh,
it's going to be a cool
good
place.
Times, good times.
Place is going to be very cool. A sound system upstairs, downstairs. How many TVs? Like 9, something mm-hmm. like that?
Yeah.
How big is that TV
downstairs? I don't know,
downstairs?
But let me tell you, man, your listeners deserve this party, dude. This is going to be... This is probably going to be one of the better ones I think we've ever done. I mean, because it's like, I mean, when a client asks you what has ever gone wrong so they can know to nip everything that's ever possibly gone wrong in the bud, that is cool.
It should be noted they're going to have four bars going.
Yeah.
They have the two permanent bars, the two satellite bars, four bars going on.
Yeah.
And for tomorrow only, in addition to the F-mat, which you can purchase there to annihilate your consciousness and your whatever, we are also going to be they're also going to be there one night only, the Sarah Dillon.
Oh, yeah.
Grey Goose.
And is that just the Vodka Tonic
yep.
Extra Lime? Grey Goose?
Vodka Tonic Extra Lime.
All right.
Grey Goose. Six, I believe it's...
Dude.
I can say that because it's an event station event. I think it's going to be around $675, I think.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
You can buy me the well.
It's public
okay.
knowledge. We aren't saying where that $675 is, but we're saying it's at the listener party, so... Yeah, good times.
All right, and then we're also going to be giving away a brand new TiVo as part of the Dead Celebrity Costume Contest. We're going to be giving away a brand new Xbox. Now, Richie Bristol here is coordinating this. Now, here's what we labored over for the longest time, trying to figure out how to give away the Xbox. What we came up with is we're going to have an old-school video game competition all through the evening from 8 o'clock till, I don't know, probably 9:15, 9:20. We're going to have a couple Xboxes side by side. People will be able to come up. And they're going to be able to qualify, like 3 minutes playing an old-school video game. We'll rank the score, and at the end of that, the two highest scores, those people will go head-to-head on the same old-school video game for, you know, 3 minutes. He who gets the highest score, person with the highest score, they take on the Xbox. So, Richie, now the question is, what old-school video game are we going to use?
Well, I got the Atari Anthology. It's got
Asteroids and Warlords, Yar's Revenge,
yeah.
Missile Command.
Now, do we want to use an old school arcade game or an old school home game?
I'm thinking home game.
All right. Do you have is there a master list?
Yeah, right here.
Of the games,
Pong.
It looks like it's got like 50 games.
Centipede.
Sword Quest. Waterworld.
Hangman.
Hangman. Yeah. They've got the, what else, they've got all the Space Invaders and all that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Battle Zone. This thing's also...
Hey, Rick, do you remember Intellivision?
I do remember that.
Intellivision. My friend Jeff had the Intellivision.
This thing's also live, online, enabled.
So you can play Pong against some other dude?
Yeah.
Going back to the 60s.
What I'm definitely not going to do is take that and make an illegal copy of that game. Can I see the...
And it should be duly noted, too, Rick, that we actually have the Xbox. Last time we partnered up with a client.
Yeah, this is not like you're getting a gift certificate for an Xbox. We'll hand you the actual. Yes. If you win, we will
hand
you. And the TiVo. Yes. We've got the TiVo and the Xbox locked up in the promotions here. We will actually hand you the TiVo and the Xbox. So we're looking at Asteroids.
And Coors Light swag, by the way, while you're reading that.
Asteroids, Battle Zone, Centipede, Missile Command, Tempest, Gravatar, Millipede, Breakout, Video Pinball, Yar's Revenge, Warlords. I can't even... I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. I mean, we'll have to figure out what is the most universally... experienced old school video game, do you think? The old school video game at which the maximum number of people are going to have at least passing knowledge or skill.
Space Invaders.
Probably Space Invaders. Space Invaders, probably. Probably that, or Asteroids. Mm-hmm. Pac-Man, something like that.
Open it up to a vote.
Maybe. I mean, what we might actually do is go through the little booklet here, find the game, and then we'll do like a little Insta poll maybe. We'll pick the five. We'll pick like five finalists, and then we'll do a little Insta poll, find out exactly what game we're going to play. We should let the people choose if the people are going to be playing this. So I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break? We'll take a break. We'll pick five games out of this. We'll come back. We'll do the an Insta poll to determine what video game we're going to be using tomorrow at the old school video game face-off. For this brand new Xbox at Listener Party 8, which happens tomorrow, 8 p.m., the greatest party of your whole miserable life. Tomorrow, the Viper Room. Listener Party 8, 8 p.m. tomorrow, the Viper Room on 7th and Hawthorne. You also get a chance to say farewell to Sarah Dillon before she heads off for the land of television, leaving her fair weather friends behind. You stay there. We'll be back after this. This is the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Don't go anywhere.
Freaky on the gloomy is nuts. I got childhood song and the fruits of my life. Girls laugh, now they're begging to be mixed on my wife. The new breed is here, vigilantes of rap. Got eyes like fire with my voice in my back. Now I'm back for revenge and the rumors must end. Freaky bringing it out, cool music is in. A lot of dummies get money just for clapping their hands. Not the style or desire of a true Iron Man.
Everything else is crap, and it's not even local crap. Rick Emerson is live and local. Weekdays from 9 till noon, max 9:10. Talk radio for guys.
All right, I'm doing that thing again. Sorry. 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. We're here with Brian, the Bling Master from Max 910 Sales. Richie Bristol from Max 910 Promotions. Don't forget, Richie Bristol will be at Pal Joey's in Gresham tonight, 8 to 9 p.m. It's at 257th and Division in Gresham, Oregon, giving away tickets to the Rick Emerson Listener Pre-Party, which happens tomorrow, obviously, before the regular party at an undisclosed location. It's going to be free food. And other things available as well. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We'll get this call, then we'll talk about this Xbox giveaway. Because what we're going to do is we'll do a little Insta poll here. What we're going to have is two Xbox machines side by side, something like my grandfather. Two of them Xbox contraptions set up side by side. And we will let you go up, you just sign up, you play, you get like 3 minutes. At the end of the evening, the two people with the highest scores are going to face off at a secret game, which we will not announce today. You will face off at a game, and the winner of that will get the brand new Xbox and $50 towards a game. So in a moment, though, we'll figure out what the game is going to be. Ron McMinnville, a full-time listener. What's up, brother? What do you got?
Rick, how you doing? Hey, you know, Midway has two games out, Midway Classics 1 and Midway Classics 2. Each one of those games has approximately 15 to 20 old school video games on them.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's a whole market right there. It's just saturating all of the Gen Xers with memories of their misspent youth.
That's us.
It's completely true, man. So they found the weak spot in my consumer armor. You know what I mean? It's like I went to this store the other day. They put out this remastered version of the Quiet Riot Metal Health album, which I'm immediately like, oh, I've got to own it. You know, just like taking $20 out of my wallet.
So, yeah, thanks a lot, man. You guys have fun.
All right, there you go. That's Ron. All right, so here's what we've got. Correct me if I'm wrong, Richie. So we are going to have two Xboxes set up side by side. Beep. Sorry. Something you need to attend to? All right. We will have two Xboxes set up side by side. I wonder how many man hours every year, by the way, people spend waiting for a cell phone somewhere to quit ringing. Can you even hear that?
I can hear it.
All right.
It's very annoying. Okay. Who is it?
I don't know.
It's not me. Richie.
Do you ever have that moment, though, when somebody's cell phone rings and it's clearly some sort of customized ring they don't intend to ring for when they're in public?
Yeah, like your New Kids on the Block one for me.
Which happens constantly, and it's always when I'm at the mechanic or something. Like, I'll be talking to the guy who's fixing my car, and I'm trying to be all manly. Yeah, I think the invertebrator needs to be scored out, made all 220, and then there's that, which, you know, it kicks on in the background. All right, so you'll have your choice. You will have your choice. There will be two Xboxes set up side by side. You will have your choice. You will either be able to play Sonic the Hedgehog, which is sort of a newer old school game. In other words, it's from, you know, whatever, 12 years ago, not 22 years ago. You'll be able to play Sonic the Hedgehog or one of the following games. One of the following games. Now, here's what we're going to do right now to determine the other game. We're going to do an Instapoll. The number's 503-535-9100. These are the games you have to choose from. These are the games you have to choose from. So what we'll do is we'll take your calls live, unscreened. All you have to do is say the name of the game. We don't need your name or anything. Just take the name of the game. It's Asteroids, Centipede, Missile Command, Breakout, or Pong. The idea of playing Pong on Xbox Live is fantastic, by the way. And of trash talking. I'm going to take that home and do me a little smack talking while I play Pong. It's Asteroids, Centipede, Missile Command, Breakout, or Pong. So pick up the phone and dial right now. 503-535-9100. 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. We'll answer the phone. You just tell us it's Asteroid, Centipede, Missile Command, Breakout, or Pong. Which of those games should be the game of competition at Listener Party 8 tomorrow at the Viper Room? Which of those should be the game tomorrow at the Viper? Thank you.
There's our
let's go to the phones music. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Which video game should we use tomorrow?
Centipede, absolutely.
Centipede, thank you, sir. Rick Emerson Show, which game should we use tomorrow at the listener party?
Centipede.
Centipede, an early lead for Centipede, thank you. Rick Emerson Show, which game should we use tomorrow?
Definitely Centipede.
Centipede, three in a row.
Running away.
It's 503-535-9100 for this Instapoll. Rick Emerson Show, of the following games, Asteroid, Centipede, Missile Command, Breakout, or Pong, which game should we use tomorrow?
Asteroid, totally.
Asteroid, there you go, the first one for Asteroids, thank you, sir. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Which game should we use tomorrow?
Asteroids.
Catching up the Centipede. Hi there, Rick Emerson Show. Which game should we use tomorrow?
Good old Pong.
Good Pong. There you see,
old school.
I don't want to tilt anything, but I feel bad that Pong's being overlooked. Thank you, sir. Rick Emerson Show. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Which game should we use tomorrow?
Pong.
Pong, two for Pong. Pong and Asteroids tied at two each. Centipede with three. Missile Command and Breakout at zero. Hi, Rick Emerson Show, Instapoll. Which game should we use tomorrow?
Missile Command.
Oh, I'm writing that down incorrectly. All right, there you go. Thank you, sir. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Which game should we use tomorrow?
Centipede.
That's four for Centipede. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Which game should we use tomorrow?
Centipede,
five now for Centipede. Double all the other games. Rick Emerson Show, which game should we use tomorrow at the listener party?
Asteroids,
three now for Asteroids. Still nothing for Pong, nothing for Breakout, two for Pong, two for Missile Command. Rick Emerson Show, which game should we use tomorrow?
Pong, definitely Pong.
Excellent, thank you. Hi, Rick Emerson Show, which game should we use tomorrow?
Missile Command.
All right, thank you, sir. Hi there, Rick Emerson Show, which game should we use tomorrow?
Pong, baby, Pong.
Okay, thank you.
The same guy calling in like eight times.
He's part of the Pong loyalist contingent. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Which game should we use tomorrow? Hi there, hello.
Asteroids.
All right, thank you. All right. Rick Emerson Show. Which game should we use tomorrow?
Pong.
Pong, five now for Pong. Pong and Centipede now tied at five. Okay, we'll go all the way through the bank one more time here. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Tyler.
Hi, of course. How is it that you managed? Whatever. All right, what should we use?
I'm thinking Frogger would be pretty cool.
Okay, you can't. All right, no. Ralph Nader doesn't get a vote either.
How about that?
All right, go away. Hi there, Rick Emerson Show. Which game should we use tomorrow?
Asteroids.
All right, thank you.
Dude.
From beyond the grave,
yeah,
you folks.
Yeah.
Let me in. Rick Emerson Show. What game should we use tomorrow?
Pong.
Pong. All right, there you go. Pong. There's a certain symmetry, I think, to using the oldest of old school games to give away the newest of systems. Rick Emerson Show, what game should we use?
Asteroids.
Asteroids. All right, we'll do five more, and that's going to be it. Rick Emerson Show, what game should we use?
Pong.
Pong, there you go. Pong. Rick Emerson Show, what game should we use?
Pong, 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 pong.
Thank you. Hi, Rick Emerson Show, what game should we use?
Pong.
All right. Rick Emerson Show, what game should we use tomorrow at Listener Party 8?
Asteroids, for sure.
Asteroids. And the final votes. Rick Emerson Show, what game should we use tomorrow?
I like it, the Pong.
All right, there you go. Thank you, sir. All right, there you go. That is, there you go. We are, okay, that's it.
Our listener from the Philippines calling in.
All right, so the final tally is this. With nothing, Super Breakout, Missile Command, two votes, Centipede, an early favorite, then falls behind, five votes, Asteroids, seven votes, but with 10 votes, it is Pong.
Oh, that...
Pong!
I will watch that. That's funny.
It's fantastic. You know, when was the last time anybody here played Pong? You know...
I've never played Pong.
Is it Kyle, have you ever played Pong?
They had it for Atari, right?
Yep.
Is it the slidey?
I played it on Atari when I was the second
slidey
grade.
Game.
Yeah, with the thing
it's
that
like ping, yeah, it's like ping pong.
Hence the name Pong.
So there you go. Pong was the first game developed by Nolan Bushnell, who went on to found Atari. There's your fun fact, by the way. So there you go. So tomorrow, when you go in there, there's going to be a game area set up with two flat screens above it. You will have your choice of Sonic the Hedgehog or Pong. We will take the highest scorer from each game. We will take the highest scorer over the evening from Sonic. We will take the highest scorer from Pong. Am I right about this?
How do they score in Pong?
Well, there's like a thing, right? You get one, two,
Pong or... Pong is a two-player game.
Isn't that the thing? Yeah, but you play against the computer. Isn't there like a one-player setting on it?
Why is everybody looking at me? I don't know.
Isn't there a one-player setting on it?
It's got to be. Richie, check the instructions.
And if we end, and if you end up with a tie, we'll have some sort of a playoff.
Which TVs are they putting them on, Rick? Did we determine that yesterday?
It's the flat screen right above the.
Well, there's a
the flat screen above the.
The two
thing.
Big ones next to each other.
Is it the two?
Well, wait,
two
now,
over the
Pong,
bar.
Hold on now. Is Pong gonna work though? If there's not a one player, is a one player version though, isn't there?
Well, I think Breakout's the one player version, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but there is like a one player Pong.
Play
where you're playing the computer, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's just to stay alive.
Yeah, but no. But don't you? But if you score on the computer, don't you get a point?
I'll look here.
We're so lame. So lame. We've now voted on the game, and now it looks like we can't use it. Wait, hold on. Let's take, hi, who's this?
Charlie.
Hi, wait, how can I help you, Charlie?
All right, more Nolan Bushnell trivia. He took all of that wonderful money he made from Pong, and he put it all into Chuck E. Cheese.
And he also was an early investor in Teddy Ruxpin in the Worlds of Wonder Company.
I thought he was going to say cocaine or something.
He
put it all on coke. It went off his nose.
All right, now, wait, now, Charlie, you're a Pong. You're clearly, with your Nolan Bushnell knowledge, you've indicated that you're a dork aficionado. Now, does Pong have a one-player mode?
Yes.
But I'm wondering, we've just made such an abortion of this. I'm wondering if Pong, though, is that going to be a thing where the scores can get sufficiently high to have a winner? In other words, are you going to have 100 people who all get
five points? Rick, you're assuming that I was cognizant of what I was doing back then.
It is true.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm unclear.
You've got a single ball moving back and forth. I was mesmerized. I have no idea if it was keeping score or not.
All right, so we've got this. Well, this guy says, Rick, Pong is a one-player setting versus the computer, but it's first player to 21 points. You'd have to have a tournament of player versus player, which would take forever. So I don't. After all this, I don't think we can use Pong anyway. Ah, damn. All right,
let's
there you
just
go.
Do
thank
breakout.
You,
it's a combination of both.
Well, we could do breakout, which is like a one-person Pong.
Yeah.
Should we do that, or should we do the second vote-getter, which I believe is Asteroids?
Yeah, I'll probably do that, Rick.
Let me look at the. Let me look at the. Where did I put my?
What all about
put
the, just being
I put
old
the
school?
Score thing.
Right there. There it is.
All right, here we go. So the second vote getter was Asteroids. So we need to make an executive decision right now.
Well, Rick, you can keep the video. Once we play Asteroids to determine the tournament, you can still keep Pong on down there, and people can play it against each other while they have drinks. It's
I cannot
right
believe
bar.
We are all grown men in our 30s sitting here having a discussion about whether 30s. And at what point does our mother come into the garage and offer to make us some Kool-Aid and get us Cheetos and tell
we'll
us that tomorrow's
sitting
a
at the bar
night.
Drinking Sarah Dillon's and
all
F. Matt's.
Right. All right. Okay, so I'll tell you this. So here's what we'll do. We'll do the closest thing. We'll do the closest thing that we had to a winner, which is Asteroids. We'll make that. So, right, fair enough. So we'll do either they get, what, like 3 minutes on the Asteroids or their three lives, whichever comes first.
Three lives.
And then he or she of the highest score will face off against the highest scorer from Sonic. And on a third to be announced game.
And you can do both.
Yeah.
You know, you can play both to try to get
so
a double
eliminated. It seems
it's
like
easy once it gets there.
All right. Well, you're all going to be drunk anyway. It doesn't matter. So that's happening tomorrow.
And you can play Pong if you get there early.
So what a
setup.
You're really jonesing for Pong.
Yeah.
So the winner will score a brand new Xbox and $50 towards game courtesy of Max910. So there you go. All right. Well, this is taking like an hour to arrive at something that really should have taken like 45 seconds. By the way, you're listening to KFTK, Vancouver, Portland, Casualum, Salem, on Intercom Station, to their unending shame and dismay. All right, Brian Kipe and Richie Brister, you're going to be at Pal Joey's in Gresham tonight at 8 p.m. till 9 p.m. with
good
tickets
food
for
the
pre-party.
The All good.
Right.
So show up, drink, and get tickets.
All right, and be looking for Richie tomorrow and everybody from the Max 910 promotional team. They'll be running the video game thing, and then we'll also be doing the Dead Celebrity Costume Contest, for which we're giving away a brand new TiVo. So you'll be walking out of the mall with a brand new TiVo or a brand new Xbox. All very exciting. All right. Final words. Are we good?
Thank you.
All right. Yep. Thank you, Richie and Brian. Thank you so much. Peace. All right. It's 503-535-9100. In just a moment, we'll welcome Jolie from Corporate Accounts Payable here for today's installment of How Chicks Think. We're also going to have Jen Lane join us here in a short while. And if we have time, we will try to fit in another exciting installment of Complete That Sentence. For tickets to the Rick Emerson pre-party, which happens tomorrow, obviously before the party at an undisclosed location. I've been teasing this for 2 days now. I will read it now. Subject line, Madison, Wisconsin, and Motley Crue. Rick, I was in Madison, Wisconsin over the weekend, and it just so happened Motley Crue was rolling into town for a Saturday night show. Yes, I went to the show. Rick, I've seen the Crew a couple of times during the 80s when they played in the Memorial Coliseum. This was not the Crew I remembered from back in the day. Yes, they still play hard. They call everyone mother effers, and they convince most of the chicks to bare their tops. But something's changed since the end of their run in the 80s. The show in Madison was X-rated. I'm not complaining, but what happened in the Motley Crue show in Madison stays the Motley Crue show in Madison. I saw girls do things on stage that I thought we were going to have to tip for. Most of my dollar bills had already gone to $3 32-ounce beers in the beer garden. I figured the $65 for the ticket should easily have covered the chick-on-chick accent on the stage. By the way, Mick Mars looks like he just walked out of Dachau. He looks like death. I've never seen a skinnier man. He can barely walk. His health has got to be worse than what they're saying. If it's not too late, maybe you can add Mick to your 2005 Death Watch. If not, definitely put him down for 2006. There you go. That's from David out there at OHSU. All right. There you go. 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. We're now going to take a brief pause while I consume my coffee and wait for Jolie.
Are you done yet?
There we go. All right. Excellent. All right. So now that 35-minute quest to pick a goddamn video game.
Jen Lane just text messaged me. She said she's stuck in massive traffic on Powell.
So there you go. So Jen Lane will be here at some point. All right, so we'll welcome Jolie here in a second. Don't forget, tomorrow, though, we will be having the pre-party. We'll try to give away a few more passes to that today. Tomorrow, we will be giving away a brand-new TiVo for the Dead Celebrity Costume Contest. I do want to announce, by the way, for all the assembled listeners, that Kyle's costume has arrived. Kyle's Dead Celebrity costume is in the house. It is sitting right over there. That's fantastic, by the way. That costume is better than I thought it would look.
Oh, you haven't seen the person that he borrowed it from in it before?
No. Now, do you have the accessory?
I don't have it yet, but I will be picking it up Friday.
But the accessory is secured. You will, yes. Because Kyle, as we've been saying, has a two-part costume. He has the costume, and then he has an accessory that goes with it. And so the accessory
one
is secured.
One does not work without the other.
It's true. We'll welcome Jolie here in just a second. Rick, about that Jesus doll. As a Sunday school teacher for four-year-olds, I could never imagine giving one of these creepy Jesus dolls to my class. Unless I wanted to teach them all that one of their favorite Bible characters were strung out on Prozac. By the way, do they make a Passion of the Christ doll? And what would a Passion of the Christ doll possibly say? And then he says, I think that last joke means
well,
I'm
God
good.
God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Thank you. So there you go. All right. 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Let's welcome now.
The inner workings of the female mind revealed. It's time for another edition of How Chicks Think. Max 910.
Hi, Jolie. How are you today?
Good.
Now you got like your Catholic school thing on today. Not the school girl, but sort of like like the lay teacher or maybe the Catholic school church like the secretary who works the front office that gives the kids.
Thank you.
Gives the kids eardrops.
I'm
or whatever.
Getting rid of this sweater soon. It sucks.
Okay. How are you today?
So I wanted to talk about monkeys since this week is all about monkeys.
All right.
You wouldn't believe it because I know you don't watch this show, but Simple Life. You know Nicole and Paris?
Right.
They went to this, they stayed at this this house that had two orangutans. They were babies.
Please tell me something pulled off Nicole Richie's arms.
Well, no, but it was interesting how they interacted with the ladies. Oh. You know, they would hug them and they laid on their chest, you know, and put their head right here. And he would touch their face, like rub his hand all over their face and sometimes stick his fingers up their nose. And then he would pull up their skirts. And then, at the end...
Okay, now, is this going to be one of those things that we're going to have to bleep?
No.
And then you're going to express shock and surprise that we had to?
Hey, I haven't done that for a long time, so...
Uh-huh. Okay.
No.
He would pull up their skirts and then...
No, that was it. He just pulled up their skirts.
All right, okay.
But at the end of the show, they went to the, the zoo or whatever. There was the full room full of, like, all kinds of monkeys. Monkey that was, like, this big... Come on, get excited here.
I am. Is monkeys
all
equal comedy?
All kinds of monkeys, and they were swinging and all this stuff.
If something isn't throwing waste at Paris Hilton, I'm not
But
I'm
they
not
weren't.
Interested.
Although the sticker said, you know, I fling
poo.
Poo, that's what one of the stickers said.
Okay.
God, I thought you'd be more thrilled.
Moving on.
Jeez.
This email says, Hi, Rick. I'm a professional in the Portland area making six figures. I'm not much to look at, but it's easy to tell by what I drive and the lifestyle I live that I'm well off. Recently, I met and started dating an attractive girl who works in fast food. How does that happen? It's become obvious to me recently that she's only seeing me for my money. Really? She constantly hints at vacations she'd like me to take her on. When we go to stores, she hints about clothes and things she would like me to buy for her. I've only been seeing her for a month, and the sex is fantastic, so I play along like I will be taking her to exotic places or buying her clothing, although I never will. I buy her dinner, and that's as far as that goes. I work too hard for my money to spend it on some gold digger. Eventually, she'll figure out that I'm not a cash cow and leave me. Hopefully, by then, I'll be tired of the sex. That's my plan, anyway. So, he's got it all worked out. He's got a whole schematic at home. He says, so who's more in the wrong? Her for dating me for the free stuff, or me letting her think there will be with free stuff so I can get sex from her, even though I know differently? I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. And then there's no name there. She's anonymous.
Man, I want to know how he met her.
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, he picked up on her while he was going through the drive-thru
or
something?
Well, she works in fast food, so I don't know if it's like one of those, like, he's like she's the barista or something, and he's the guy that the...
No, I don't think that would be called fast food. That's coffee stand.
Yeah. Yes, there's a world of difference.
Yeah. Well, okay. He's just buying her dinner. He's not giving her things. He's not buying her anything more than someone else would. And, you know, he could basically just get a whore or something. You know, because he's not going to like what I say, but he's in the wrong here.
Because why?
Because he's getting the sex, which is what he wants. And she's getting
the sex, too.
Yeah, seriously. Like I like that. No, like, the idea that the sex is completely, like, a chore for her and unpleasant. And she's not into it at all.
She wants vacations and clothes and things like that, and he's lying to her.
You know what? I want to be taller. Life is full of disappointments.
You can't have sex and get taller, Rick, but you can have sex and get vacations and things.
I guess it depends on how you do it. Yeah.
But two wrongs don't make a right.
Well,
so
she
this
can...
is just...
Yeah, you know what? They've, as Mr. Pink says, learn to type.
I mean, you know, if he would sit there and give her, like, all these vacations and she'll say, okay, I'll have sex when you buy me this and this and this and go on vacation.
I think if
and then he doesn't get the sex, then he's going to be really mad.
I think if
so,
she... Okay, but...
Flip it.
Because... I'm sorry?
So flip it the other way. Like,
slip it.
He's getting everything that he wants and... He's not giving her anything.
Okay, but all the stuff he's getting is stuff you would normally expect in a relationship. He's getting sex, which is, in other words, he's not out of line in expecting her to give it up, because that's kind of what you do when you're in a relationship.
Yeah,
but
he's got...
And so it's just a given to you in a relationship with a rich guy that he should be, like, tossing it your way. That's just sort
no,
of...
No, but
sort
he's
of,
lying
sort of
to her and telling
not,
her that... Yes, he is.
He didn't say that he's lying to her. He's just letting
yes,
her...
He did
he's
say that.
Letting her believe. Let me... Where's my...
Well,
where did
okay.
the email go? Hold on. I have the email right here. Oh, where the hell did I put it? Hold on. I gotta
betrayal
click
by
backward.
Omission. Lying by omission.
I gotta click backward. Oh, here we go. She constantly hints at vacations, but I play along like I will be taking her to exotic places, although I never will. I buy her dinner, but that's as far as that goes.
He's lying.
So my,
can you not see that?
I don't think he's lying, but my whole thing is she's like, I'd love to go to Tahiti someday. And he says, yeah, wouldn't that be something? There you go. That's sort
no.
of playing along. He's not really promising her anything.
I don't believe so. But, yeah, this is just not the way to get a woman. And he's not going to get tired
clearly,
of sex. I mean, come on.
Clearly, it is the way to get a woman. Clearly, it's effective. And, I mean, if that's the only
reason.
Well,
he wants to know who's wrong, and he's wrong. He should not be having a woman this way.
So it's acceptable for her, as opposed to buying her own stuff, is just to skeeze it out of some guy.
She's not getting anything.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. We've got... It's 503. We're getting these screens. 503-535-9100. Let's see. A full-time listener. Debbie, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
I think he's absolutely in the wrong. He has already slated her to be dismissed. Therefore, everything he does from here on out is a lie.
Yeah, but pretty much everybody except the person you marry is going to be dismissed.
No, he's already predetermined. Like, usually you go into it with an open heart and go, well, I'm going to see where this goes. He's already decided
exactly.
to sleep with her and dump her. That's it. He's wrong.
Well, I don't think
it makes no difference whether she's in it for any kind of money or gifts or anything. The fact is, he already, at the time he started dating her, never gave her a shot at being anything other than just a sleep partner.
Now, he doesn't say, well, first of all, two things. A, he doesn't say he's going to dump her. What he says is, eventually she will figure out I'm not the cash cow she takes me for and leave. So he's not saying he's going to dump her. He's speculating that if he doesn't buy her a bunch of expensive stuff, she will dump him.
He knows that that is going to end because...
Well, if some chick's going to dump you just because you're not going to blow a bunch of cash on her, you're better off without her anyway.
But he's making a gross assumption based on almost no information.
Well, maybe he'll be wrong and she'll stick around. All he's saying is that he is speculating that she is there for the cash. Now, if she's wrong and she sticks around, then whatever, but he...
Actually, his question is whether he's more in the right than she is.
Well, his whole thing
she's
is...
She's at least upfront and honest about her gold-digging tendencies, but he is not being honest in any way, shape, or form from the very beginning.
Well, I don't know that she's on... His email says she constantly hints at vacations and hints at clothes and things she wants me to buy her. So hinting is not being honest. Hinting is either being obtuse or being passive. It's one of the either. There's nothing honest about a hint.
But well, that's what...
Like, if she wants... Look, here's the thing. If chick... I'm all for just trading cash for whatever you want, but if chicks want to do that, they should just be upfront about it. Just be like, well, look, a toaster will get you, you know, a kiss. You know? If you buy me a Range Rover, three of my friends will come over and give you a rub down.
You know, even in the confines of a long-term relationship, a woman will still hint, you know, it'd be nice if we went to Vegas sometime, it'd be nice if we could get away to Hawaii, or, gee, my birthday's coming up, so I'm going to hint around that these are things that I would like or appreciate. So it might be just a knee-jerk reaction on her part, but I think that he's just grossly out of line.
All right. So there you go. That's Debbie. All right, Debbie, thank you.
Right,
you know, Rick, because if he was having a relationship with her and a long term, I mean, what if she doesn't get tired of the sex? What if he ends up having to marry her? He would be giving her vacations and he would be giving her clothes and things like that if they were in a normal relationship.
Well, I love the idea that somehow because it's just someone he wants to sleep with and doesn't want to marry, that somehow he's a terrible person. That, like,
well, he's lying.
How big a loser is he?
There you go with her opening statement. And now let's roll the credits. That was like the opening sequence on The West Wing. This means the terrorists have nuclear weapons. Dun, 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 dun. Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. How are you?
I'm doing well. This guy is so lucky to be getting anything, obviously. If he's obviously nothing to look at and says he makes six figures and drives a great car, so she must know what kind of lifestyle he's got. He's picked up somebody who works at McDonald's. I mean, come on. How low can he go?
Well, that's only because men and women have different standards. Is that men are much less judgmental about that sort of thing. Men don't care if you have money.
Well, apparently he does.
Well, no, he doesn't care if she has money. That's what I'm saying is that when you say how low can you go, it's like just because she works at McDonald's doesn't make it somebody you wouldn't sleep with.
He's stringing her along.
In any case, if he's convinced that she's just a gold digger, then what kind of creep is he that he wants to continue to see her?
Well, because he enjoys sleeping with her.
Well, if he doesn't have very high standards, I'm sure he can find somebody else whom he will enjoy sleeping with.
Well, I don't understand what you mean when you say he doesn't have high... How do you know that... You say he doesn't have high standards because she works at, like, a fast food place?
Yeah.
Well, that's, like, a classist thing to say.
Well,
There's a lot of decent people that work at fast food restaurants.
There's a lot of fine teenagers and senior citizens that work at fast food restaurants.
But they make minimum wage, Rick.
It's not
just about minimum wage. It's about working fast food.
Well, just because somebody works fast food doesn't mean that there's something wrong with them. Defective somehow. That's an insulting thing to say.
No, if you're of a certain age group, it's fine.
I don't know that that's true. I know a lot of people, especially in this economy, who work at jobs that we would consider beneath them because you got to get a job sometimes.
Well, what job is... I mean, every job's beneath you on some level.
Well, that is true. Gene is a first-time caller. Gene, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
I was just listening to this stuff, and this gal, it's... You know, just thinking about getting clothes and vacations and stuff, you know, is that part of the deal? Is that the deal they made?
Well, it doesn't say. He said that she hints, I'm just reading the email here.
Yeah.
It says that, let's see, she constantly hints at vacations she'd like me to take her on. When we go to stores, she hints about clothes and things she would like me to buy her.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
So he doesn't. I guess there's been no ultimatums either way.
So if they don't have an agreement that's going to happen, then you know she shouldn't have that expectation. Tough for her. And she just gets what.
Get what's coming to her.
Yeah.
Get what she's asking for.
Guess what's coming at her. You know?
Okay, Gene, you're a first time caller. How'd you discover the show here?
Well, we listen to you here at work.
Where do you work at? You want to give me a little shout out there?
Yeah, we're at West Hill Dental Laboratory.
Excellent.
And we make crowns and bridges, and the first one's free if any doctors are listening out there and want to cash in. So.
Fantastic. The question is, are you coming to Listener Party 8 tomorrow?
No.
Oh, Gene.
Can't make it.
At 2, Gene. At 2. All right, there you go. Well, that's Gene. All right, so there's Gene at West Hills Dental. Blah, blah, blah. All right, thank you, Gene. All right, let's see. Dan, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Jolie, how are you today?
Fantastic.
This sounds sincere.
That's great. You know, I called and talked to you a couple of months ago when you were on the other side of the fence, defending the other side, saying that that men have no reason to expect sex just because we buy you jewelry. Now, which side are you going to stay on? Just whatever's convenient for the day or what? Because your argument last time to me was, we expect jewelry. You should buy us gifts. And if you get sex in return, that's a special thing that we're sharing with you.
You should consider yourself lucky.
Exactly.
Well, so I like the idea that she's not getting out of it. Like, the sex is somehow just painful and unpleasant for her.
What's wrong with giving gifts? When did giving gifts become such a bad thing to do?
I don't think there's anything wrong with giving. I think his problem is that he feels like the gifts are, that they're expected.
Right.
Like, it's not enough that they're just together hanging out, sleeping together.
But why shouldn't we expect gifts from one another?
Because
they care about each other. It's just a means of showing affection.
Well, because it doesn't sound like they care about each other all. It might have been on the board dating for a month.
This sounds like a booty call that just happens to get dinner now and then.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a booty call that leaves the house once in a while.
No, but think about it. She's the one that's thinking that this is a relationship and this is going to go somewhere.
Oh, you're making stuff up now.
I am not. It works at Burger King. You know, her world's pretty small, so she must be quite dazzled by the BMW and the credit card.
But again, let's go back. Which side are you going to stick to? One or the other?
I'm going to stick to the side that this guy is sleazy and he's lucky to get what he can. And then if he wants to meet a nice girl, he's going to have to unplug the bimbo.
Your argument will always be whatever benefits the female the best, regardless of whether it's consistent.
That's right. That's natural selection.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was clear and that everybody really understood. Thanks, Rick.
All right. There you go. That's Dan. I'm picking up on your sarcasm. All right. Hi, Jen Lane. How are you today?
I'm doing super.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're kind of in the thick of things here. If you, Jolie, can you stick around?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we break early and get out of the way? We come back. We'll continue these. We've got Joe, Ethan, Scott, our good friend. First thing will join us. We'll get to that. We've got the what else? We got to talk about the Jen's thing tonight at Thursday at Kelly's. We got to talk about the pre-party, which is happening tomorrow. We got to talk about the listener party. Yada, 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 on and on till the break of dawn. So I'll tell you what, let's just go to a break here. We'll come back, and we will continue this around the corner with Jolie, Jen Lane, and y'all. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Don't go anywhere.